Welcome back to board meeting, February 12th, 2026. We will begin with reverence and pledge of honor, and I'll give our prayer.
I think we've got to do roll call really quick.
Roll call, sorry, my bad.
Jim Stevenson, board member.
Ian Adams, board member.
Diane George, board member.
Sarah Richens, board vice president.
Tiffany Nelson, board president.
Randy Hunter, superintendent.
Corey Holyoke, business administrator.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity to gather today to discuss the needs of our schools and our community. We thank thee for the dedicated teachers and administrators and staff members that serve our children daily. We ask that we may have open minds, wisdom, and discernment as we make decisions that affect the education and well-being of the students in our care. Please help us to be able to communicate with kindness and respect and keep the interests of our children first and foremost. We thank you again for all of our many blessings, and we say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Just send us all that prayer.
Yes. It's a good prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't bless the food when I do that.
All right.
You might bless the missionary.
And we're going to move into a closed executive session.
Do you need something?
Until about 3:30.
No, I just, you know, the other, a couple weeks ago, I was at a ball game and I heard board member Ian Adams stand up and say, you know, nobody comes to the board meeting anyway.
So that was actually Jim.
Was that Jim? I swear that was you.
No.
That's me.
But I was the one.
But I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, did you guys have any concerns from the sheriff's office?
No.
What should we be concerned about?
Everything.
No.
Yeah, everything. Now we're doing the best we can. I know one of the big things that we're still working on is the contract, right?
I think we're in a good direction there. We're going to have our lawyer look over the agreement and also our board members. So, but I think on the amount, I think we're kind of at a good point there. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's. I spoke with the sheriff just before this meeting. We believe the amount is completely reasonable based on conversations we've had before. You know, it's a shared responsibility, it's a shared burden, shared financially. We get that there's benefit to both the school district and to the sheriff's office, and so it's reasonable for us. We're waiting to hear back on what your legal thought as far as the parameters of the contract, if there's anything in there that you guys are concerned about.
I've reached out to our lawyer and haven't heard anything back. I'll forward you guys the agreement, and then you can provide your insights as well, and then we'll send them over.
Okay, perfect. But yeah, that's really all we've got for now, unless you have other questions for us.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So there's that new law that they're looking at passing. I mean, there's one about lowering the age of driving, but there's the other one that if people don't have like their licenses and stuff, that their cars could be
impounded.
Yes, thank you. So just because, I mean, we live in farming county, I mean, it's not something that it should be happening, but there's a lot of underage unlicensed drivers. So that would happen in that case too, right? Like with their, because yeah. I know a lot of it's for like the immigrants, but I'm like looking, I mean, we have a huge problem with it at Delta High School.
Yeah.
With the kids that are not, I mean, they're 14, 15. So I just was curious, like I read that law after and I'm like, oh my gosh, they could like it. Like, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Like.
So, and I'm not very familiar with this. Are they making it a shall impound on that? If it's an unlicensed, or is it just can?
I don't know the exact verbiage,
but I know it was, it's on there and it's a new one that's just been brought up. I was just curious. I was like, because
isn't there currently some agricultural exemptions anyway, as long as it's tied directly to ag?
Yeah, and they have to be specifically going.
But they're going to school.
If they're taking school, that's
not
a separate issue, right? Yeah. But for agricultural exemptions, they have to be going between fields or, you know,
right.
Within the primary function is agriculture, right? As far as a lot of it's going to fall to officer discretion, right?
Right.
If you have kids that are constantly doing it and they keep getting caught over and over and over again, yeah, there may be a tow involved in that. But typically, most of our deputies are good about call the parents, let the parents know. If the parents are aware, the parents could receive a citation for letting the kid drive, right?
Is that just if they don't have it on them or if they don't actually have a license?
If they don't actually have a license.
Like physically, because they can look up. You can look it up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter got pulled over and she didn't, because of her license, and didn't have her license with her.
Corey.
So I got that call on Saturday. She wasn't speeding.
Troublemaker.
I was just curious.
Any other questions? That's a good one.
I would just say, Pat, I mean, just speaking for myself, but and I've read, you know, the contract, but I think we have every interest in having like a completely great relationship with the sheriff's office, because the SROs, I think, play a huge role in the school, and unfortunately will probably play a bigger role going forward. It's just the way society is. And so I know there's been some frustration, I think, about, you know, responsibilities and just having that. And so I think that'll be great for us to have something nailed down and in place, and because I mean we need you guys, and we need it to be a very cohesive relationship, you know, I think so.
Yeah. Well, we've definitely benefited from that. The relationships that the SROs have had with the kids. We've had multiple cases that were brought to us that otherwise wouldn't have been, right? That these kids would have just had to continue suffering through. But because they knew the SRO, they trusted the SRO, they made a disclosure, and then the case was able to move forward. We've seen that time and time again. So there is definitely a huge mutual benefit for both sides, right? We're able to help the kids out, and the kids are able to trust and know that the protection is there. So.
Okay.
Oh, we're good. But yeah, any other questions for the sheriff's office?
Thank you. We really do appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
We're praying that everyone will keep the commandments in the county. Let us know how we're doing on that. I'm on the prayer.
She'll put you on the prayer roll.
I put us on the prayer roll.
Yeah.
I was just telling him we're getting ready to move into a closed executive session until 3:30. Yeah. So is there anything, do you want?
I was just going to jump in the public comment.
Okay, like perfect. Well, it's going to be a minute. It'll probably be, I'm just letting you know for your own time's sake. It's probably going to be closer to what, like 4:30-ish?
I've got to run north, so I can do 4 minutes and then bounce if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's up to you.
Come yeah, on. No, please yep. do.
Okay, cool. So here's a little bit about my bio. You know Sylvia, so you don't know me.
Sorry about that. I was in a Zoom call for my master's program, made me late getting here, so normally I'm not late to be.
Steve.
All right, so my name's Steve O'Cam. I've known Patrick for a while. We're both running for sheriff, so I have no problem with Patrick at all. We've known each other for years working cold cases. So what I'm telling everybody is I'm not running against him. I'm running for the county. So I think that's the best way to look at it, because we'll be friends no matter what. So I've had 28 years of law enforcement experience. I would encourage you, I put my links to like my Facebook and stuff, more about my bio, especially in relation to school. I was a school resource officer for years. Stuff like that. I've kind of had to condense this thing for different meetings. So I've had 28 years. I worked for the county here, sheriff's office back in the day. Went to high school at Millard. I live at Sherwood Shores now. So I don't consider myself an east sider or a west sider. I'm a both sider. So I started the sheriff's office here. Got divorced in like 2001. It was a long time ago. Moved north because I didn't want to be away from my kids. So I lived right by them. That worked out well. One's literally a rocket scientist at Cape Canaveral right now in Florida. And then my daughter's just about to be an accountant. So it's worked out good. I got some killer grandkids. About 5 years, I moved out to Sherwood Shores, and I've worked for the state. I guess 15 years, I worked for West Valley PD in the middle. That was like dog years of police work. 1 year there is about seven everywhere else. I was the investigator of the year up there, supervisor of the year at West Valley, which is awesome. We had 200 something officers. That's when I did my time as a school resource officer. I don't mean do my time, but you guys know what I mean, right? So that was literally one of the best gigs in my whole life. I worked at two different middle schools, junior highs. My one had 1,250 kids, which was pretty crazy. But so I did that. I retired from West Valley in 2015, and then went to college. I didn't have a degree. It was on my bucket list. So I went to school, got a degree. And then during that process, the state hired me to work cold cases. So the last 8 years, up until the day I filed to run for sheriff here, that was my job, working cold cases. Wrote all the DNA grants, managed millions of dollars of budgets. I think I wrote $4.3 million in grants from the state for the last few years. All the cool stuff you see at DNA, some of which he's done here, which were awesome cases, identifying these unidentified bodies and stuff. So I did a bunch of cool stuff there. Part of COVID was I sat at Sherwood, I wrote grants, procurement contracts, everything, just sitting there looking at the geese, so that was awesome. But I was like, man, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. So anyways, in my time, I've taught the Peace Academy for 8 years. I've taught Zoom to all first responders for 5 years now every month. So I've really had a lot of interaction with the deputies here as well as all over the state. And so that's really spurred my interest. I started training at Post to kind of give back to the profession, and now I've got the opportunity to give back to the community. So that's why I'm here. So that was quick enough, hopefully.
Thank you. Check out
my stuff. I'm sure Patrick would do the same. If you guys are wanting to have us come back and each do a presentation at some point, anything like that, I'd be game for it.
Awesome.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for being late once again. So.
No, we appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for your service.
And whoever is our sheriff, we're going to have a really good relationship.
Collaborative.
We want to see more working together with the school board, with the cities, with the sheriff's department.
Absolutely.
I think. I'm not talking about arresting Ian. He's been trying really hard to be good.
Listen, out of anybody, I'm the only one that deserves it.
All right. Anyway, do we have a motion to move into closed executive session?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor with a roll call vote?
Jim Stevens, aye.
Ian Adams, aye.
Diane George, aye.
Sarah Richens, aye.
Tiffany Nelson, aye.
All right.